Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. Our friend John Hinsman is here. He's the Community Development Director for the City of Hastings. Big job, and we're anxious to get caught up with him. John, it's so good to see you.
Always good to be here, Mo.
John, tell me a little bit about this weather that we're having, which is really, it's been an unseasonably warm winter. That can only help your job. Is that correct?
Yeah, we hadn't seen a winter slowdown, that's for sure. I do like some of the images our Parks Department put on the website of the rinks being closed and a beach ball and umbrella being out there.
Of course. No, of course. That's not good for some of your departments.
It isn't.
For you, with community development, that's building usually, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We've had some projects that have continued all the way through the winter.
I love it. Yeah. So there are a lot of new projects going up around town, and I'm trying to stay up to speed on them, but there's so many, John, I don't even know their names.
Sure.
So let's make a big circle of the city.
Okay.
Where do you want to start?
Well, we'll start downtown here. We have a large apartment building under construction right now, as people can see. It's a four-story building called Lake Isabel Flats.
Okay.
That building is going to be 90 units, and it'll be open for lease coming up this spring, I hear April. So they are doing the finishing touches on the inside of the building, and that'll be all set for new residents. That'll be our largest apartment building within the downtown since I can recall. So that should have a good impact.
So is that the ABC site? Is
UBC.
It? UBC, yep. Okay. And that really, it's looking beautiful.
Yeah, it's a nice looking building. They did a similar project in Northfield.
Oh,
and
did you go to look at it? Is that how you?
We did, knew? Yeah. We went down to look at that one right as it was just about to open about 2 years ago. And yeah, very pleased with what we see on that one.
So that is downtown, but isn't there another apartment complex that will be starting downtown as well?
We have approval for another apartment project downtown. We don't have a start date for it at this point.
Is that the Seward project?
It is. Yeah, that's
okay.
The Seward project. So that one, I'm not sure when they may be starting on that one.
And would you explain that, where that is, please? In my head, I think I know, but I'm not positive.
Sure. Before a project is able to construct, it needs to go through approvals at the city. So they went to our planning commission and to our city council, got the approvals necessary for the building, which I think is 36-unit apartment building, and they need to come forward with the building permit and construction plans, and they've yet to do that yet. We give people a period of time in order to follow through on approvals. I think they have till August of this year to start the project, so we'll see what happens.
And what street are they on, please?
Yeah, they are on 3rd and Ramsey.
Okay, I got to think of this through. 3rd and Ramsey. So is there a parking lot there now? Is that what it is?
Right. Yeah,
okay.
There's a small parking lot in a duplex that constitute this. It's right across the street from 213, 215 Ramsey, which was an old carpet store, then right by the post office.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is pending. And then downtown, I didn't realize that Confluence was going to have some apartments as well.
Yep. Yeah, they've got about 9 apartments within their building, and I know that they're complete. They can be leased out. I haven't spoken to them in about a month or two. They had a lot of demand for the units, and we're trying to figure out how to decide who was going to get the units. So good problem to have.
No kidding. Right. So then where else should we think in our heads and go mentally?
Talk on the residential side of things. Down by Colburn's and 33rd Street, there's two large apartment buildings there. One has opened. That's, I think, they're both 100-unit buildings.
And what's that called?
It's called Current 33. So they have that one open and leasing, and so there's residents living in there. And then the second building is under construction right now. They have things framed up almost completely the last time I was down there, so that is moving along nicely there.
And that is called what?
Current 33, both those buildings.
Oh, they're both, so is it the same developer?
It is, same developer, just two buildings on that site.
So John, are you surprised how quickly these are filling up? Or you know all this because you're the community development director.
There's a lot of demand out there right now. I mean, there is more demand for housing than it can be built. And the demand comes from a variety of different sources. You know, when you look at demographics, you got people that are getting older and younger people that make up large numbers of people who would buy apartments at this point. So that's a strong market right now.
So these two complexes will be both open probably by the spring?
I think the one, current 33, the second building, probably more be fall of this year.
Okay.
And then, the one downtown by spring.
And they're one and two bedrooms or studios or what are they?
I think they're one and twos, yes.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Then where else, John?
Where else? Well, we have a senior housing development under construction, County Road 47 in Riverwood. That's 75 units of memory care and assisted living. It's being done as a modular construction project, which is kind of interesting. The components of the building are constructed off-site near Monticello. And then for everything within the unit itself, down to the countertop and the appliances, is all done, wrapped up, put on a truck, taken to Hastings, and then put into place like a great big Lego set. So that's going on as we speak. They got over half of those units installed at this point.
And that, as you mentioned, is what it would be, the north side of 46, 47 or whatever. And that is going to be opening when?
Good question. Maybe spring of this year.
Okay.
Certainly spring, summer of this year if things continue on as they are.
And who owns that? Who's putting that up?
That one's by some firm called Headwaters Development. I'm not sure if the project itself has a name. We're calling it Vermilion Acres, but I'm not sure if that'll be the name of the facility when it's completed.
That's great. That's going to free up people maybe to move there, and then their family home will be opening up for maybe people that want to move out of apartments into a family home.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's important, isn't it, to have all kinds of different housing opportunities for people.
It is. We've got a lot on that multifamily and the senior. We're also with single family construction, the Heritage Ridge development, which is west of General Sieben Drive, south of 15th Street. There's still another phase of 40 homes that may be coming forward this spring on that.
And who's the developer there, please?
And that one is Creative Homes.
Okay.
So they're the individuals doing that. So they've built, there's 110 home sites altogether. I think a third to a half of them have been constructed upon already. So that one's nicely coming along. We also have this Villas project, Pleasant Villas, which they're about halfway through on 32 villa units. Villa is kind of a small detached home. Their market is generally for empty nesters on that one, but they've been putting some building permits together, and they're about halfway through on that one.
And that's at the corner of Northridge and Pleasant.
You got it. Yeah.
Yes, those are lovely. My husband and I walked through them. They're not small.
No, it's a nice development there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're planning on a larger development on the south end of town on Highway 316. We just got done with some environmental review for this project. It would be 450 home sites, which is a combination of everything from single family, twin home, town home, senior housing, and assisted living facilities. So really the whole gamut of population. And went through the environmental review on that. There wasn't anything that was determined that would prevent the project from moving forward. We've got some of the plans in right now, waiting for completion of that. Bottom line is we hope to have that before Planning Commission towards the end of March for review and going to Council in April. We may see some infrastructure things go up there later on this year.
So that is kind of still in the works?
Still in the works, yep.
Okay.
A lot of work being done, but we haven't officially scheduled anything for public review, which should happen shortly.
And then there's still always onesie-twosie houses going up, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We've got a lot of those going around as well with some existing subdivisions that are out there.
That must be really fun for you to see, John, after so many years where building really stopped.
It did. I mean, when we look at the housing permit numbers we had last year and in 2022, we had about over 200 housing units last year, 260 housing units in 2022. Those are the highest numbers that we've had since the early 2000s. So it's been a good 20 years since we've seen numbers that have been at that level.
That's awesome. I mean, it's awesome for everybody. It's awesome for our local community and the economy. And it just looks good, doesn't it? It's good for our tax base.
it's always good to be growing on this. I know there's a concern from folks of whether where growth is happening, if we're having too much growth, but having growth provides for the city to keep growing and for businesses to do so as well. So it's good to have that.
And I understand why people get nervous about growth, but certainly it's control, don't you feel?
I think so. I mean, we have the ability to grow or not grow as much as the council would desire on that one. Where there's land around us in various townships, people that may be interested in bringing stuff in. Ultimately, we can determine whether it is time to bring that in or not.
Okay. And you, as the community development director, do you sell Hastings to different areas, either from a retail standpoint or housing, or how does that work? Typically, do people just come to the city, or is it a combination?
Kind of a combination. We do it. We are involved in promoting the city as a place for economic development for housing. So we do speak to some developers proactively on land that we own or other land that's within the city as development opportunities. So we do that.
That brings me up to the question that everyone's been, you know, so excited about, the quote-unquote national retailer. You just sold some land to somebody.
Yeah.
Are you going to divulge it here, John?
I wish I could, but I can't. On that site, yeah, it's about a four-acre site.
Okay, right, wait, by... now, 4 acres, it doesn't seem very big. Four acres does not seem very big. Okay, so can we pretend that, you know, it's like 20 questions? Will I be happy?
You'll be thrilled.
I'll be thrilled.
Yeah.
Is it a new Target?
People, not only Mo, but I think a lot of people in town will be happy to see this entity come forward. So what we're at is...
keep going.
We had the council transfer the property to Hedra, our Economic Development Authority, to work with this entity to sell the land and bring forward the approvals for development. So Hedra is going to look at approving the development agreement in March, and then they'll make their applications for Planning Commission Council as far as the site goes. At that point, they don't necessarily have to divulge who it is, but maybe they'll be in a position to be able to do that.
Okay.
And I look forward to being able to have that out there.
Oh, I love that. Well, we look forward to hearing that, John. So across the street from there, of course, is the wonderful Westview Center. And I know that people have been kicking around, hey, what's going in the former Sterling spot. Are there anyone, or is anyone interested in that?
I've heard people that have an interest in that spot. Nothing has happened at this point, but it's privately owned. We are in communications with the mall ownership and how we might be able to help on that one. But
Okay. Certainly
having a new retail establishment across the street would help with the Westview Mall.
Absolutely, yes, and bring more... just more excitement, I think, to the area.
Exactly.
So what other little pockets of land do you own as the city around here?
Probably the biggest one that we're working on right now is not too far from the studio here, the old Wells Fargo block on between 4th and 5th Street west of Vermilion. We own about half of that block right now, the old Country Nights, the old Rivertown Liquors. Dick's Barbershop, we own that building as well. We're leasing it back to Dick and the tenants there for the next couple of years while we determine what happens. But our goal is to be able to purchase the entire block and to redevelop that into some retail and some housing. Basically, it's the front door when people come across the bridge to the city. We want to make a better impression on folks.
What about our friends at Spiral Pizza?
Yep. Been in communication with them. Spiral is a community legacy here.
Thank you.
We want them to continue operation. If they can continue within that building or someplace else, where we continue to be in conversations with them. Our goal is to not have them disappear.
So do they own the space that they have?
They do.
Okay. So you're letting Dick lease back. What about, would they ever lease back? Or is this contingent on the road going through also?
I don't know if it really comes down to the road on that one.
Okay.
With the Dick situation, the building owner and the city were a little bit far apart in terms. As for purchases, provided us the opportunity to close the gap on it through a lease. The guy who owned the property previously still collects lease payments on that, and so we were able to close the gap on the purchase price. With the Spiral Pizza property, I don't know if there would be an advantage to doing that. We'd certainly be open to it.
Okay. And then the parking lot behind, mm-hmm. that's city-owned as well, right?
Yeah, right behind the fire station?
Yes.
Yep, yep, we own that one.
And would that still stay a parking
In the lot? Future, probably not. There'd okay. be other things that would be there. But in the short term, remains as is.
So do you then try to seek out someone to develop that? Or in your head, you sort of know what you'd like to see developed?
I'd seek out someone who knows what they're doing okay. on that stuff. So we would, when we have enough property under control, then we would move forward in seeking a developer to purchase the site, develop the site. So we're really Hedger's in the process of, you know, we take properties that are blighted or the private market's really not interested in and get them to a point where the private market is interested in them. We don't want to supplant private development on the site, but we want to be involved where private development wouldn't take a site because of contamination, difficulties, old buildings, that sort of thing.
John, when you look around Hastings, what do you think we need?
What do I think we need? I think having a good variety of housing options that could be affordable to more people would be good. I'm in a situation where I've got kids that are in their 20s that are looking to get out on their own, and it becomes a challenge to do that. I think that's important for the growth of the community. Being able to make sure that the areas of town are attractive to people, that if there's areas that have seen better days, that see if we can find things that would work out better in those situations, either from a market standpoint or just a condition standpoint.
Okay. I think that is something that perhaps people don't really think about, you know, but definitely, as you mentioned, coming over the bridge into town, first impressions are a big deal. I know where we are at the radio station, there used to be houses across the street that were just in disrepair. Now they look lovely, and that's a big deal. And I think where the Rise Up Recovery building is, I think when Wausau Homes had it, they really upped the game and made it beautiful. So, yes, those are wonderful things.
That's the advantage we have here. We've got sites that are more affordable than other places in the region, and so it's a better opportunity for entrepreneurs to come in here than other places.
Okay. John, it is so great to see you always. Thanks for what you do.
Oh, thanks.
You're working so hard behind the scenes, and it does not go unnoticed. And I know you have your hands in quite a few things, so thank you. John Hinsman, he's the Community Development Director for the City of Hastings. We are so grateful for his time and all the great stuff going on. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.